It's a whole new world we live in. Everybody wants to be your master. Everybody wants to show their skill. Everybody wants to get there faster. Make their way to the top of the hill.
Each time you try,
gonna get just a little bit better.
Each step you climb,
one more step up the ladder.
It's a whole new world we live in. It's a whole new way to see. It's a whole new place with a brand new attitude. But you still gotta catch 'em all.
Be the best that you can be. Pokemon Johto.
It's a whole new world we live in.
Today, our heroes are headed for the Violet City Gym, where Ash hopes to compete for his first Johto League badge. They're strolling through a beautiful leafy forest, but the scene's not as serene as it seems.
Hey, that's weird. The whole forest is green, except for those trees there.
Yeah, they don't have a single leaf left on their branches.
The trees don't look burned, and it's not fall yet, so it's too early for the leaves to drop off.
What's out there, Pikachu?
Guys, look over there!
Huh? What are they?
They're so creepy.
I just can't stand bug Pokemon.
Heracross, the single born Pokemon. Though gentle and docile, Heracross possesses great strength and power. Their favorite food is the fresh sap of leafy trees.
I'm gonna try to catch all those Heracross. I can save the tree and get some neat Pokemon.
Hold it, young man.
Huh?
You're free to catch the Heracross if you like, but if you do, you might be responsible for causing more harm to this forest than you know.
Who are you?
My name is Woodruff. I'm a ranger for the Forest and Wildlife Bureau.
My name's Ash.
And mine's Brock.
And my name's Misty.
Well, I imagine you're all experienced Pokemon trainers.
Right.
I'm sure you're eager to catch as many Heracross as you can, but you might cause a great deal of damage to this forest if you do.
Really?
It's important to understand how delicate the balance of nature can be.
What do you mean?
To survive in this forest, Butterfree need Heracross to live with them side by side.
How's that help the Butterfree?
Huh?
I see what you mean. The Butterfree are too weak to dig into the trees.
They need the Heracross to start the sap flowing.
The Heracross eat their fill, and the Butterfree lick the leftovers. Everybody eats, and everybody's happy.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Huh?
The Butterfree and the Heracross may be helping each other, but they're hurting the forest.
Nature must be out of balance.
I'm afraid the balance has been destroyed by a dangerous band of invaders.
What kind of invaders are they?
Pikachu senses something.
Pikachu!
Oh, no!
Here they come!
Aren't those pincer?
Yes, they're the invaders. If they're not stopped, they'll suck the whole forest bone dry.
That's terrible!
Knock it off, pincer! Go eat someplace else!
Come on, Heracross, don't sit there! Those pincer will take your tree if you don't do something!
That's the spirit! Chase those pincer out of there!
What happened? Why'd all the Heracross bug out and fly away?
Heracross could chase off those pincer, but they're just too peaceful and friendly. The Heracross would rather take flight than stay around and fight.
Sometimes that's a pretty smart philosophy.
Yeah, but if the Heracross don't fight off the pincer, all the trees the Butterfree feed on will be destroyed.
Looks like trouble.
Heracross!
It's trying to protect that Butterfree that got left behind.
Oh, they're ganging up on Heracross. I gotta help it. I choose you, Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur, use your Vine Whip attack.
Now that Heracross is too exhausted to fly away!
Quick, Ash! Heracross doesn't stand a chance against that army!
Pikachu! Thunderbolt attack!
Pikachu!
Nice work!
Mega!
Heracross wants to thank Bulbasaur and Pikachu.
Guess again, it's sucking all the pollen out of Bulbasaur's bulb. Heracross learned the hard way that there's no free lunch.
I think we all got suckered in. Heracross wasn't trying to protect Butterfree. It was just hungry for more tree sap.
Maybe.
Okay, so who cares if Heracross was just trying to protect its own food? It scared off the pincer, and now everything's back to normal, isn't it?
I'm afraid it won't be long before those pincer are right back.
What?
Why are they coming here?
The pincer and the Heracross have always lived together in peace because they each had their own forest. But recently, something's been driving the pincer across the river from their forest and into Heracross territory. I'm afraid I don't know why they're coming here yet, Misty. But if I can find out, maybe I can stop them.
It's a real bad situation.
Yeah.
Oh well, time to go.
We can't leave here now.
If we don't do something to help, the whole forest could be destroyed.
Oh, yeah, right.
We'll do anything we can to help you save this forest if you'll let us.
Great. Let's head for the Pincer Forest. It'll be slow going. The underbrush here is pretty thick.
We'll fix that. Bulbasaur, Razor Leaf through! See, Woodruff? We're helping already.
Don't look now, but we've got some company.
I bet Heracross wants me to be its protector.
And I bet Heracross wants to be a nectar protector.
Path should be clear now, Ash. We're through the thickest part of the woods.
Great. Take a rest, Bulbasaur. Good job. Whoa.
Wow. Look at how deep that canyon is.
Yes, it's quite a drop. The Pincer Forest is on the other side of the river.
Do we have to climb all the way down and back up to get there?
No. Lucky for us, there's an old rope bridge a little further upriver.
Oh, no! I was just here a week ago and the bridge was fine.
Maybe it wore out and the ropes finally broke.
Hey, look over there! The pincer have their own way across.
The pincer probably sliced up the bridge just to prove how nasty they are.
I don't know. Why would they take the time to do something like that?
It wasn't the pincer. Pincer don't cut things like this. These ropes were sawed up by a human being.
Who'd want to go and do that?
Must be someone who doesn't want anybody snooping around the Pincer's forest.
Well, they're not going to stop us. We're going to that Pincer forest no matter what.
But how do we get there?
Yeah, how? It's a long way down.
There's just got to be a way across.
Look at that. Hey, we're trying to save the forest here and all you can think about is sucking sap.
Wait, guys, maybe we're wrong.
Huh?
Maybe it's trying to help. Maybe it's got a plan.
You see, guys? Heracross built us a bridge, and now we can walk right across.
Yeah.
across this thing? Togepi! Togepi, come back here! Well, now that we're out here, we might as well cross.
Hey, Heracross, aren't you coming along?
I think Heracross knocked down that tree so it could knock down some sap.
Heracross is still following us.
It probably thinks the three of us are saps.
Get ready.
Huh?
We have to stay alert. We're almost at the Pinsir's forest now.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's great. Lots more bug Pokemon.
Up there. The tallest tree. That's where the Pinsir live.
Oh. Look, up near the top. It's a giant pincer.
Wow, I didn't know pincer got that big.
They don't, but that's not a pincer. It's some kind of robot that looks like one.
It's huge,
and it looks like it's built out of steel.
It's a monster.
Who would build something that creepy?
Huh?
Prepare for trouble while we're in the woods.
Make it double. We're up to no goods.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight, right?
That's right.
Well, there's the answer to your creepy question.
So you're the ones responsible for that mechanical pincer.
That's right. We found an ad in the back pages of popular Pokemon and we sent away for the plan.
Tell them the story.
We was hungry. It seems like only yesterday, but it was 2 days ago.
I thought this hike would be a piece of cake.
This is a fine kettle of fish for Team Rocket, ain't it?
We're in a jam.
Stop!
I'm too starved to eat. Hey, that smell! This could be our breakfast.
French toast?
Or Belgian waffles?
Follow me! It's coming from there!
Huh?
That gloopy goop looks disgusting. Are you gonna try it, James?
I'm not gonna try it. Let Meowth try it.
Hey, I like it! Meowthy likes it!
If I weren't so famished, I wouldn't even consider touching this sappy stuff, but... how tasty!
It's sweet, and it's yummy. It tastes like honey. It's delicious, and nutritious, and it's free.
This junk tastes better than maple syrup, if you ask me.
You've just given me a $1 million idea.
What?
I could use the $1 million. Can I have it back?
No, it belongs to me. I'll open an exclusive pancake house, and instead of using maple syrup, I'll slap on the sap. Then I'll add my own blend of Limburger cheese and Cajun curry powder. Oh, and I'll call the place the International House of Jesse.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
A $1 million disaster.
Yummy.
We decided the pancake house idea was a little too flippy to fly, so we came up with a better idea and built our own mechanical pincer to suck up all the sap in the forest.
We'll use it to create a new taste sensation. Rocket sauce.
Then when we put the stuff in bottles and sell it at all-night convenience stores...
we'll be dripping in money.
Now I get it. The pincer invaded Heracross territory to look for food, because Team Rocket's been draining all theirs away.
If they steal all the sap, the whole forest could be destroyed.
This is exactly what happens when humans use nature selfishly without thinking about the consequences first.
That's right. The Heracross and pincer got along fine till the three of you showed up here. You want to get rich, so you bring in your sucking machine and throw off the whole balance of nature.
Who cares about that? The only balance we care about is the balance in our checking account.
This situation is about to get sticky.
Lickitung, I choose you!
Oh. Victory Bell, I choose you!
Oh.
That's funny. I wonder why Victory Bell's not attacking me. Hey, you're eating up all our profits, you yellow-belly sapsucker!
Sorry, I didn't mean it. Let me go, please!
What are you doing? You're supposed to lick the twerp, not the sap!
The real Pokémon are out to lunch.
This looks like a job for Super Pinsir! This little suck bucket was made for collecting sap, but it's a pretty mean crusher in a pinch.
I choose you, Bulbasaur!
Bulbasaur!
Go, Bulbasaur! Razor Leaf attack!
Bulbasaur! Bulbasaur thought it could stop our pincer by putting its petals to the metal.
That was a good one.
Hurry, Bulbasaur! Use your vine whip! Your turn, Pikachu! Thunder Shock attack!
That's right. Fill her up, Pikachu. This thing absorbs electric attacks, and when it gets enough stuff, it can shock you right back. Let the bug juice flow!
That cut those saplings down to size.
Zap them again! Zap them again! Harder!
Now we'll show those twipes what it's like to have a real power failure!
It's coming this way! What do we do?
It's Heracross!
Zingo!
Come on! A mechanical pincer should be able to crush that Heracross like a bug!
Hang in there, Heracross!
Keep pushing! You're doing great!
You're our new hero, Heracross!
I thought you hated all the bug-type Pokémon!
Heracross isn't creepy! You go!
Come on, guys! If we hurry, we can take that Robo-Pinsir sap tank away!
We've gotta stop them, Meowth!
Do something quick, Meowth, before they get away with our hard-earned sap!
I'm trying to, but this stupid stick is stuck!
Give me that thing!
Let me handle this, Jesse!
Hey, get your paws off! I wanna run and give it back! You broke my toy!
Okay, we got all the sap back, Heracross, and we're ready to go! Heracross wins the match!
You're our hero!
The pincer!
Hey, now that Team Rocket's gone, the pincer are coming back!
Well, you know what they say. There's no place like home.
Yes, that's right, Misty. These pincer won't need to leave their habitat, and the Pokémon can live in harmony.
Now the Butterfree and the Heracross can live in peace again, here in their own forest.
That's right, Ash. The trees are safe, the balance of nature's been restored, and things are back to the way they should be.
You were awesome, Heracross. You stood up to the pincer and everything worked out perfectly.
You were really brave, Heracross. And I take back all the creepy things I said about bug Pokémon.
You're a great Pokémon, and we'll really miss you.
Pikachu.
Goodbye, see ya!
Thank you, and good luck on your Pokémon journey!
Thanks, Woodruff!
So long, see ya!
Pika.
What's the matter, Pikachu?
Pikachu!
Huh? Hey, what's Heracross doing way out here?
Where are you going, Heracross? Aren't you staying with your friends?
Heracross?
I don't get it. What does it want?
I don't know. You think maybe it wants to come along with us?
Is that what you want, Heracross? Do you want to come and be with me?
Heracross, Heracross.
All right! Heracross, choose me!
Be Pikachu!
Now, Ash, Misty, and Brock continue their journey with a new addition to their circle of very special friends.
Pokemon Karaoke-mon!
Anytime, any place, anywhere, with trouble brewing, laughter in the air. You count on a friend who's just a friend, and a song that's alive in the heart of Killybug. Magical powers in the lush grass and the shade of mountain moon bring the song. Some of you, the power of the melody moves you.
Everybody wants to be your master. Everybody wants to show their skills. Everybody wants to get there faster. Make their way to the top of the hill.
It's a whole new world we live in. It's a whole new way to see. It's a whole new place with a brand new attitude. But you still gotta catch 'em all.
Be the best that you can be.
Pokemon Johto.